Cannabis use is continuing to decline among young teenagers, even as it rises among adults. Research published in the New Zealand Medical Journal reveals that in 2018, 14% of Year 10 students had used the drug, down from 19% in 2012. Smoking and alcohol use has also continued to drop in this age group. We can talk with Jude Ball, a research fellow at the University of Otago. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
What does your findings show?
Well, this is a follow-up study to an earlier study that showed that cannabis use had declined really substantially in high school students between 2001 and 2012. So this follow-up study, which is not in all high school students, just Year 10 students, showed that that decline is continuing in that age group, but it is slowing.
What can be extrapolated from the figures?
I think what's important to see is the bigger picture here, and that is that it's part of a really broad trend, not only in New Zealand but internationally, with risk behaviour in general declining or being delayed in young people. So smoking, drinking, drug use, sexual behaviour, juvenile crime is also down. So this is a really broad behavioural shift that we're seeing.
So this is about putting off trying something rather than not trying it at all?
Yeah, so when you look at young adult rates of smoking and drinking, it looks like it's more a delay rather than a cohort that's never going to do those things. But a delay is really good news from a public health perspective, because we know that the younger young people start, not only with cannabis, but same with alcohol and tobacco, the greater the risks of long-term harm. So it's really good news.
Do we know why this is happening?
This major trend, it's not fully understood, but there are some key themes coming through in the research from New Zealand and internationally, and that's that young people have closer relationships with their parents, or more of them do than in the past, and parents are more involved and perhaps more protective than in the past. And we're also seeing less unsupervised time with friends as a factor. So generally, any kind of substance use often comes about when young people are just hanging about with their friends without supervision. So those situations just are occurring less frequently. And we've also seen changes in young people themselves in terms of what they consider to be age-appropriate in terms of substance use. They're more likely to say that it's not okay for people my age to smoke or drink or take cannabis.
Oh, interesting stuff. Thank you very much. Jude Ball there, research fellow at the University of Otago.